Ramsey TV.
Newsweek magazine, may it be damned to hell, from February 2000, quote, "This outbreak is a wake-up call." Subtitle, "The CV shows how vulnerable we are to biological threat. Here's what we must do." By the way, this magazine that I mentioned, Newsweek, it's part of the propaganda arm of the One Worlders. Newsweek magazine, may it burn in hell, May 2000. A quote from the governor of Michigan, whose name I do not want to say. "I'm pulling out all the stops." Oh, yes. Michigan governor brings tough new social distancing rules that may save her state. Oh, yes, the salvation of states and the world depends on Democratic governors who are in on the takeover and who are being helped, immeasurably helped, by the propaganda arm of the One Worlders, namely the main stream Usne Idiome. Newsweek, damn them to hell, August 13th, 2021. The doomsday variant. Oh, this is what we're under now, ladies and gentlemen. You didn't know that? We're under the doomsday variant. That's the headline in this damnable, quote, news, unquote, magazine. Subtitle, "Mutating into scary new threats. How worried should we be?" I haven't read the magazine in question, but I have a feeling that if I did read it, it will tell us we should be very, very scared. And anybody who does not submit to the, quote, cure, unquote, that is the BC, will be an outcast. We will be the new lepers. We will have to ring bells whenever we go places. Unclean! Unclean! It's not a joke. It's not funny at all. You know, it's why I'm not laughing. But we're going to be saved from this. By who? I'll tell you at the end of the show. I think this is going to be the last show of this series. I hope. I give you one piece of proof, I'll call it Exhibit A, of why this whole thing has nothing to do with health. And that is the border of the United States. The border of the United States between the people of the United States and the people of the country of the Frito Bandito. We know where the Frito Bandito is from. Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. I love Fritos corn chips. I love them. I do. I don't know the rest, so I hold it from you. Ay, 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 ay. Okay, that place. South of the U.S. The fake administration that's in the White House as I speak here in the United States, the fake administration opened the doors between the land of the Frito Bandito and the land of Benjamin Franklin. And weird thing, they're not testing anyone for the CV-19er. No, not testing anyone. They're letting hundreds of thousands of Frito Bandidos into our freaking country with no test because they don't care if the CV thingy is spread. That's not what they care about. If they did, they wouldn't let this be happening. Why is it that your kid has to sit in a classroom, your kid who has a 99.99% survival rate from the dreaded CV-19er has to sit in a classroom with a face diaper while the Frito Bandinos from the land of the Frito Bandino can can come across freely into our country with no tests, no face diapers, and no VC. Not only that, but because they come in illegally, we will give them free health care, free living expenses, a free wage, free education. Why would we do that? Why would the fake administration do that? Well, for one thing, I think this proves that this is not about health. No, it's not. Well, you see, if they give free everything to the Frito Bendito crowd, then they will forever be indebted to them, and they will always vote Democrat. That's as simple as it is. It's a desirable voting bloc. That sounds so cynical, Martin. No, I'm not cynical. The people doing it are cynical. I'm just reporting. That's why they want as many illegal people in here as possible, because they can then take from Native Americans, give to these people. These people will be so happy. Thank you, senor. We will vote for you forever. And our children and our children's children unto the 40th generation. That's why. That's why. Nothing to do with health. Oh, and our governor here. I know his name. I'm just not going to say it, because the fake administration hates him. Why do they hate him? Because he is not going to impose any mandated, am I allowed to say that, VCs. And as I said yesterday, some states have already gone ahead with the VCPP. California, New York, Oregon, Seattle, everywhere elites will be found. Everywhere people will think they're better than you will be found. Oh, they're in Virginia too. Yes, I know some of them in Virginia. I would not want to move to Virginia with a evil governor. And I think many states are poised, many of these Democrat states are poised to make the VCPP. And they will, if they have to, put out the stay-home order once again. All arbitrary, in order to keep the people scared, keep the people weak, and to keep themselves in power. That Newsweek headline, Doomsday, and they had a giant illustration of the CBE-19er, Doomsday. I'm telling you, these people, the judgment that they're going to receive is unbelievable, because they don't care if people live or die. They're scaring people. Scaring the shit out of people to take the VC, which is damaging, which is not a VC at all, but which will wreck your own natural immune system and screw up your genetics and possibly keep you from having babies. That's all been proven. And people have died from it. What a strange thing. People have died from the VC. Over 12,000 people have died, over 500,000 problems due to it. But you don't hear anything about that, for reasons I've already stated in the last few days. The survival rate of CB19er is 99.9%. Well, maybe it's only 99.79. I apologize. It's more dangerous to take the VC, but people are lining up for it because of headlines like we find in August 2021 from Newsweek magazine, may I be damned to hell. Our governor said, when he was criticized, our governor's being criticized because we're allowed to live free down here. He's promised no mandates for you, for my citizens, no mandates. Other states have done it. They're all Republican states. That's weird. Because the Republican Party just happens to be the umbrella in general, not always, but happens to be the umbrella for people who like freedom, who believe that people should be left the hell alone. My governmental policy is leave me the hell alone. Go the fuck away. That's my political philosophy. Leave me the hell alone and go the F away. There you go. I can take care of it myself. Just what I want you to do is to protect my liberties, have a standing army so we can keep people from Adolf Hitler away. After that, your job is done. Bye-bye now. I want to make my business and keep my money. And you can take some tax from me, a modest amount, but take the same tax from everybody. Flat rate. So that you have some backup money so that you can give it to people who need it. People who are disabled. Yeah, I want to help these people. So yeah, you can take some taxes from me. If you take 15% from everybody, you're going to have a hell of a lot of money. Yeah, give it to people who deserve it. I'm all for it. Just don't take, I think 10% is better, actually. What do you want? Oh, I know what you want. You want 100%. How worried should we be? Oh, very worried. So our governor said, hey, quit bothering me about the CV-19er. As soon as you fix the border, then you can talk to me. Oh, that was beautiful. It's out there. You can find it. Hey, don't even talk to me about what you think I'm doing wrong with the fake CV-19er scam. Sorry, that was a redundancy, a fake scam. But don't bother me about it until you keep illegal people from coming into the country and spreading the thing that you think is going to destroy the world. Hundreds and thousands of people coming in, many with this CV-19 that you say is going to destroy the world. It looks like you're not really that interested in whether the world is destroyed or not, because you know it's not going to be, because you know this is a common flu thingy. But in the meantime, oh, here comes a voter block of hundreds of thousands of people that are going to, for the rest of their lives, vote a Democrat, because those are the people. Save them. They took the money from the citizens of the country and gave it to them. Woo. What kind of a deal is that? Did you hear what the orange guy said? I got a great quote from the orange guy. Then I'm going to go to an article from MIT News from December 18th of 2019. Then I'm going to tell you who I think the great political figure is who's going to die soon and change everything. He was at some rally. It was an indoor thing. It wasn't really a rally. It was a small event. And somebody said, we need you back, Mr. President. We need you back. And he said, you're going to be very, very happy. You're going to be very, very happy. What does that mean? I think the orange man's going to be back. Definitely think that. I've said that for many months, for probably more than a year. Probably 2 years. Probably 4 years. I've said that. Well, I can't say he's been back. He's going to be back until after he lost in a scam. But anyway, he didn't really lose. He won, but I think that's going to be rectified. I really do. And I think that he's going to temporarily save us from the worst of this. And I think we're going to see a temporary respite from the madness of out of control, insane, one world order, centralized government. I do think it's going to happen. In the meantime, listen to this. What do you think's happening with the CVPP? Well, I'll tell you what's happening. In an article from Reuters, guess what? People are making forgeries of the PP. They're making forgeries. What a shock, right? No. Because why not make a fake thing to cover a fake thing? It makes perfect sense. You got a fake thing that's keeping you from going to Madison Square Garden? Well, have somebody make you a fake thing. Take the fake thing to fight the fake thing. Sounds like the right thing to me, but of course it's going to be made illegal. This one guy named Vanunu, I'm not kidding, his last name is Vanunu, said that, quote, to make forgery more difficult, VC cards should be digitally signed with encrypted keys using a QR code system similar to that adopted in Israel. Well, that's a shock. The paper is going to become electronic. This is an article from Reuters from April 8th, 2021. Booming market for fake CV19 VC peepees sparks alarm. Where does it spark alarm? Who would be alarmed? The people in power who need the VCPP in order to tell you what you can do, tell you what you can't do, and basically control your life. I mean, even last year, they were arresting people for leaving their homes. The cops were out arresting people. They had drones flying around, stalking people to make sure they weren't outside, because they decided that they shouldn't be outside, because they thought, they told us that this was a killer that's going to destroy the world unless you stay in your house. All a lie. Maybe in the first 2 weeks, we weren't sure what it was. Then we found out what it was. And then nobody had any excuse who did their research to realize that this was a manufactured crisis in order to grab the levers of power. So this Vanunu guy said, quote, to make forgery more difficult, VCPP should be digitally signed with encrypted keys using a QR code system similar to that adopted in Israel. Once scanned, the codes would reveal VC information as well as the name of the holder to be checked against identity documents. Identity documents. That sounds like a World War II phrase. Having to do with 6 million Jews being killed. I don't know. But to work for international travel, such a system would require countries to share data, he said. Our countries share data. It kind of sounds like a global data bank. Kind of sounds like borders are no longer going to matter, but this matter will be handed over to a global governing board or party. They will monitor the information that they have on you, just so that you can travel. Just last year, people in Australia weren't allowed to go 10 miles outside of their house, or else they were arrested by policemen in scary uniforms, wearing face diapers, and brandishing guns, which the people in Australia aren't allowed to have. China, Bahrain, and a few other nations have already introduced VCPPs, with South Korea and the European Union also announcing plans for a digital document. Because paper doesn't last long. It can be easily forged. Just like money can be forged until they put all that electronic stuff, ruin my counterfeit business. Just kidding. They put that strip and all that stuff in the $20 bill, and the $100 bill, the $50 bill, as insurance against counterfeiting. Well, they're going to be doing the same thing, obviously. They're going to make this more permanent. Final paragraph. But the concept has faced strong opposition in other countries, including Britain, where more than 70 lawmakers described the idea as, quote, divisive and discriminatory, unquote. Really? Yeah, well, good for them. Divisive and discriminatory. It's designed to be divisive. The left is not interested in racial unity. They're interested in racial dividing. They're interested in pitting one race against another race. It's called identity politics. They do it to create turmoil, to create riots. They like the riots. Why didn't the leaders tell people to stop rioting back in the day? They like the riots, but they like unrest because it gives them another opportunity to say, we'll take control of this situation. Oh, and speaking of electronic means of identifying you and whether or not you had the VC19er, listen to this from MIT News. That's the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, for those of you who don't know. From December 18th, 2019, specialized dye delivered along with a VC could enable on-patient storage of VC history. Well, this is interesting. What do we have here? Well, we have here some microscopic needles that can inject ink underneath your skin that can actually have the VC in it. Also, identifiers, electronic identifiers that will be able to be scanned by a world system that will decide whether or not you buy or sell. Where have I heard that before? Every year, a lack of VC leads to about 1.5 million preventable deaths, so say you, primarily in developing nations. This is 2018, mind you, before the scam started. One factor that makes VC campaigns in those nations more difficult is that there is little infrastructure for storing medical records. So there's often no easy way to determine who needs a particular VC. Hey, mind your own damn business. If I want it, I'll take it. What does it matter whether I have it? Apparently, this thing, according to you, stops you from getting the CV19er. Why else would you take it? So what's your worry? If I want to risk my life not having the VC, let me do it. It's my life. Screw you. I don't understand that. I have a friend who goes up to people who criticize him for not wearing a face diaper. You need to wear a face diaper. He asks them, does your face diaper work? Of course it works. Then what are you worried about me? Shut up. MIT researchers have now developed a novel way. Oh, it's a novel way? Oh, this is interesting. I can't wait to read the rest. A novel way to record a patient's VC history, storing the data in a pattern of dye invisible to the naked eye that is delivered under the skin at the same time as the VC. Quote, in areas where paper VC cards are often lost or do not exist at all, and electronic databases are unheard of, why, this technology could enable the rapid and anonymous, yeah, right, the rapid and, quote, anonymous detection of patient VC history to ensure that every child is VC'd. Oh, it's all for the children. It's all for the children. Save the children, says Kevin McHugh, a former MIT postdoc who is now an assistant professor of BS. Oh, no, wait, assistant professor of bioengineering at Rice University. Is that Rice-A-Roni in San Francisco, the San Francisco treat? Quote, the researchers showed that their new dye, which consists of nanocrystals called quantum dots, can remain for at least 5 years under the skin. Oh, that's long enough. Where it emits near-infrared light that can be detected by a specially equipped smartphone. McHugh and former visiting scientist Lihong Jing are the lead authors of the study, which appears today in Science Translational Medicine. Anna Jaklinek, a research scientist at MIT's Koch Institute for Integrative Cancer Research, and Robert Langer, the David H. Koch Institute professor at MIT, are the senior authors of the paper. Huh. Well, may God help them at the Great White Throne. It goes on, in order to protect, to create on-patient decentralized medical record. Decentralized. My ass. The researchers designed their dye to be delivered by a micro-needle patch rather than a traditional syringe and needle. Such patches are now being developed. Oh, you better believe they are. To deliver VCs for measles, rubella, and other diseases. You mean like a crisis to come? Maybe like a doomsday variant? Not to worry, ladies and gentlemen, the microneedles used in this study are made from a mixture of dissolvable sugar and a polymer called PVA, as well as the quantum dot dye and the VC. When the patch is applied to the skin, the microneedles, which are 1.5 millimeters long, partially dissolve, releasing their payload, a payload released into your body within 2 minutes. Another quote here, it is possible someday that this invisible approach could create new possibilities for data storage. Biosensing and VC applications that can improve how medical care is provided, or how people are tracked, or how people are herded, corralled, and summarily marked. Like the poor Jews were in World War II. With a big star, big yellow star on their shirts. That's what this is. It goes on. I'm not going to read anymore because I'm tired of it. You see where it's going. The left, the one-worlders, the central government people, the totalitarians, they hide behind philanthropy. just as Satan hides behind religion. It's all the false front. It's all the whitewashed wall. In the interest of ensnaring you. That's right, Satan ensnares people by posing behind religion. Religion is the best cloak evil ever had, and philanthropy is the best cloak that the left ever had, that the one world government people ever had. And there's one man financing most of it. One man financing most of it. This is what I promised to tell you at the beginning of this series. I'm going to write his name down here because I'm not going to say it. His name was not even allowed to be said at one point on Foxnews because he's a big boy. And he's financing almost all of this. Multi-billionaire, he hates America. He was instrumental in the destruction of some of the Israel types in World War II. He's an evil, evil person. He's also older than the freaking Tower of Babel. He is going to D-I-E-S-O-O-N. And when he does, which may be around the same time as when the orange guy starts making waves, making moves, well, he already is, that I think we're going to see a major shift that will become the new World Order.